Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He deserves our worship and praise. We love Him. He is good. He's good to everybody, not just people who love Him, not just His own men and women of God. He loves all of His people. When men stand before the Lord, after they've died, or either after He's come back, when He has to judge humanity, they will know that God worked on their behalf to sincerely redeem them from death, hell, and destruction. And they will also know that they chose against all that. We need to know the Lord our God. God is good. And He's worthy to be praised. He's wonderful in counsel. And He thinks of everything. He's going to bless us in every possible way there is, as much as we will allow Him to. But if we don't allow Him to, He can't. If we don't listen, He can't help us. But He does truly indeed love us. And He will bless us and take us far in life. I said in another broadcast that we all have great, deep resources that God deposited in our hearts. And He put good things in us. Wonderful things. Some people can do some amazing things. The Word of God talks about cunning men that help make the equipment for the temples, for the temple, and for the tabernacle. They were skilled workers. God put skill in us. Sometimes you can, if you try, you can do things. Some things come natural to you. That's a gift from God. Everybody has something. Some people, it's the way that they understand things. And if they're in leadership positions, they do better. They do well at it. They're designed for it. They call them born leaders. And they can persuade people, right? They can show you they can give you a visual picture with their words. Now, they may not be good at other things, and sometimes people like for you to work your way to a position. But there are some resources people have, and God will bless them to be in that position, and then their skill comes forward because it's required. We all need to know the Lord our God because He cares about us. He loves us, and He's doing things on our behalf. He gives us insight and abilities to go forward. But whenever we're around a situation that can expose to us or to draw out the resources that are already there, they're sitting there dormant until necessary. Sometimes people, they stumble on what they have. They don't realize that they have a gift from God. These are natural gifts. Natural abilities. I once saw a man, he cut a piece of steel with a torch. And he did it so skillfully, it looked like he used a saw. There was no drips. It was a clean cut, and it looked perfectly even to the eye. And I said, "Did you see that?" I told my friend, I said, "Did you see how he cut that metal?" He said, "Oh, I've been doing it 25 years, but he'd been doing it that long, but at that time it would have been 25 years. But that was a gift. Engineers make all kind of complicated equipment. And that I've seen mechanics that can't read figure it out and fix it. and sometimes do a better job. That's a gift. It's important to know that God put things in you to help you in life. He thought about everything. So I know that people have deep skills, deep resources that God put in them. Some people may be married. You may be married, and your marriage may seem dull and boring. If you help your spouse heal, the healing, see, if people would trust Jesus, the words that Jesus said, if he said, be good to all men. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. Live a life, that lifestyle will help people heal. When people heal, when you treat people with love, that helps to draw out the deep resources that are already there. Sometimes one spouse may look over their shoulder and see somebody else's spouse. They're more advanced or skilled in a certain area. They just found their place in life. Everybody needs to find what makes them tick. And I know this. I knew this a long time ago. Some people, they'll try things, but they never really find the skill set that God gave them. And they don't rest till they find it. This is something that the Holy Spirit can usher you to. He can show it to you. He can guide you to the greater things in life. Now, let's say I'm a mechanic. Let's say I would have become a store clerk instead of a mechanic. My job would never be as full as it is with me doing what I love. If I wasn't around, if my dad didn't buy me that go-kart, my friend didn't tear it up, and I had to fix it all the time, I may not have known what I could do. But the gift would have been there all along, and I would have been working as a store clerk, and I would not have been as happy as I am now. I may have been a good, outstanding store clerk. And I may not have ever learned how machines work. But once I started learning, I found out I can do this. I'm good at it. And it's a skill set. It's a blessing. And every day when I go to work, I enjoy my job. I enjoy every minute of it. I can go to work and enjoy the whole day, the whole process. I enjoy it. And that's how life is supposed to be. And most people can't say that. And I know this. Because they never found what makes them tick. The Lord our God thinks of everything, and it's important to seek Him for the deep resources that He truly did give us. If you seek Him out and find those things, you're going to love it. Now, remember, as we live, we need to do as much as we can to increase our joy, even the natural things. If you have a job, you've worked a job, and that's your life now, you've chosen a career, but you're not sure if that's your skill set or not, a good thing to do is to explore it anyway. It's possible that your skill set or the deep resources that God truly put in you can be used to enhance what you're already doing. And another idea is to... when you finish, invest in whatever it is you're interested in. If you like fixing things, find a way to use that skill in your life, even aside from your job if you have to. There are many musicians out there that love music, but they don't know how to promote music, and they don't know how to, then they can write wonderful songs. I've heard songs that would be hits if they had somebody to help them. And I've seen musicians like that. And now, you know, but you can't always get people to do what they should. Or, you know, there are promoters out there looking for people like that. That's where prayer comes in. The Lord can connect you with the right people. But a lot of times when people don't go in God's presence, they're missing out on a lot of things. Sometimes people think in their mind the traditional way of doing things, that's all God's going to do. And it's not. I'm going to tell you what God is traditional about. He's traditional about the narrow path. All our salvation is through Jesus Christ. Everything else is a lie. And everybody who tried to go to heaven around Jesus is a thief and a robber. That's what God is traditional about. The blood of Jesus. Now, if he called you to the fivefold ministry, the Holy Spirit will deal with you about that. He'll guide you in what you got to do. And if you're willing, you can arrange your life and you can do whatever it takes to get the job done. I don't know how many times I've heard that the Lord called a man to another city even, and they already had a nice house. And they would sell their house. They would get a buyer no matter where the house was. They always got a buyer that wanted to buy the house, and they were motivated, and they bought it in time for them to buy another house, and they were able to move and get in the center of God's will. The Lord will move. He will do things to get you where you need to be so that souls can be saved. Now, that's true, but that's not what God is all about. He's interested in every part of your life. Now, even if he don't call you to the fivefold ministry, your life is still a precious jewel to him. So if you ask the Lord to help you find the resources that I'm talking about, he'll do it. If you know what it is, if you know you love music, remember the little boy's lunch. If you give it to Jesus, he'll bless it and multiply it back to you. And it can be used to do the greater works. Every song don't have to be, it doesn't have to be, sometimes God needs good songs out there. It may not be a labeled Christian song, but it's a good song. The Lord can use it. Whatever you're interested in, it's important. What I'm trying to say is, don't traditionalize your ministry. Follow God. Let him guide you in that. But whatever your interest is, do it. And with that, if you are a musician and you don't know how to promote your music, the Lord does. And he'll show you in real time how you can do it. If you're very serious about it, you may want to consider going to school to learn how to be a promoter, or finding the facts and learning how to do it yourself. But the Lord can guide you into all truth. That means he can also guide you to the correct people that will help you take your ministry or your music or your gifts where you want to take them. If you love fixing cars like I do, start reading magazines about it. Buy an old car and practice on it. I mean, it's worth it to do the things that's in your heart. And you won't know how good you are until you try it. And whatever you do, it's going to take effort. And you have to be patient. If you haven't used your muscles in a certain way, it'll make you sore, and you'll crack your knuckles sometimes, but you'll get used. You'll learn how not to do that. Don't stop over the first few tragedies. Or the first few upsets. Everything you do, there'll be things, challenges. Everything has its own set of challenges. But if you learn to yield to the Holy Spirit, you can do what normally couldn't be done. And the Lord's going to help you take you forward. The things of God are real. Whatever your gift, it's not limited to just music and mechanics. That's just things I know. I knew a man, he had the gift of gab. He could talk, and he counseled people to come off drugs, and he was good at it. I said, do y'all ever get people off crack? He said, Yeah. I was surprised because I never seen people come off that. I've seen the worst of the worst and heard about even worse than that. But he had good success getting people off drugs. He knew the language. He knew how to talk. He knew how to explain himself. And he could, he just knew how to, he had the heart to do it. He had that gift from God. And when people have a gift, don't try to, no sense in trying to compete with a gift. If God gave somebody a gift, they got the gift. And that's why I don't like competition. I don't feel like I need to compete with others. I thank God for whatever they do. I try to encourage whatever gift God gave. Because it's a blessing. It's not just their blessing, it's mine too. Because as we go forward in life, we affect each other. And if there are stronger people out there doing God's will, that's better for me. Because they're playing a part that's going to help somebody. And as we help each other, the whole body gets stronger, not just part of God's body. All of it need to be getting strong. Everybody need to be coming into the kingdom. And while everything we do works together to help others, we inspire each other. We inspire each other by the things we do and the love.